And to those who recognise that, it'll tell you who's guesting today. It is actually Mr. Alex Griffin. Hello, Alex.
Hello, mate. Hello.
And Alex is accompanied by Mum. Hello, Mum.
Hi there.
Do I just call you Mum, or you can have it to
Griff
be called
Mum? Would be good.
What, Mum?
Griff Mum.
Griff Mum.
That's how Alex's followers know me.
Oh, Griff Mum. Oh, so the famous Griff Mum. Don't know which way you want to do this, Alex. We can talk about Ipswich Town first.
Go on,
and then we'll
go on,
field
then.
All the emails and the moans.
Yeah.
And or you can tell us all about your show and how you got into it.
And, up to you. Entirely up to you.
I tell you what, do your show first. Now, the reason is because sometimes you get so bogged down with Ipswich things and moaning, and then it suddenly it's time and you haven't got time. So Alex is on YouTube. Well worth a look. I always give it a look as soon as my missus goes to bed, because she's an early bird and she's in bed by 9. And that means us guys, us, you know, beer and football, we can watch all the stuff we like to watch. So
yeah, we love a beer.
We do. We love a beer. We love our football. And Alex is one of the things that pops up on YouTube, because YouTube seems to know more about my life than I do. And that's why I asked him on the show. So there you go, Alex. How did it come about?
Well, so I started YouTube about 4 years ago, but I started it as a bit of fun. It was a bit of a hobby. You know, I didn't really know what I wanted to create, sort of related to content. It was more of like filming with mates, doing some challenges, and I even did some exploring videos. But I watched this YouTuber called Spencer FC. A lot of people tuned into this might know who he is, but he's a West Ham fan. He used to go to football games and vlog his experience, and that sort of inspired me to try it. And ever since, about 2016, I've been going to games and just vlogging my experience, and this year and last year it's just starting to pay off, really. And it's just, yeah.
So how many subscribers have you got nowadays?
On 7,700.
That's good.
Yeah. So
you got a third of the town fan base.
We have, and it's going up. It's going up every day, which is just crazy to see.
If it gets to 10,000, what are you going to do, Alex?
Well, a few years ago when I was on a holiday in Australia, I said if I ever hit 10,000, I'd do a skydive.
Well, hey.
I didn't expect it. Like, well, now we're actually getting closer to 10K, and I'm a little bit scared. I don't want to do a skydive, but yeah, I work with Magical Vegas as well, the town sponsors, which is just, that's crazy, because I never thought that would come about. So being able to go to away games and just work with them as well is it's unreal, really.
So you're going to do a vlog as you fly out of the aeroplane to your death?
I will do a video. I will. And I'll be crying. yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not about that. It's about just, even if we hit 10,000, I just think it's a big achievement for me, to
be
honest.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So you do, we talking in the green room, which doesn't exist, of course, before the show, and I was asking Alex about the post-production, as we call it in the trade, which means that all the effect, because you have quite a few little effects on your videos, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you do that, most of that yourself?
I do all of that myself, yeah. I've got quite a good software and editing software for all of that, so yeah, it's quite funny.
That must take a bit of time, doesn't it?
It does, some of it does. I mean, I've got a funny sense of humour, which I think people like. So yeah, doing them funny little edits, I think, for my audience as well, because I've got a different variety of audience. I've got a lot of youngers, a lot of olders.
That's me, and the olders.
You've got to have a funny sense of humour at the end of the day. It's all good taking it seriously as well, but if you've got a funny side to your videos, I think it helps.
I enjoy it. And Mum appears sometimes.
Mum appears as well.
I appear, and Boris appears, the famous Griff Dad, Boris.
Yeah. So where'd you get the name Griff? Oh, Griff. Oh, Griff, you're a stupid boy.
Boris came about because we just happened to have a...
I don't know, it was just... We were in Cambridge. It was a pre-season game. And I think it was when he actually got elected. This is getting very political now, but this is when Boris got elected. And we just thought it'd be a funny idea to get a character involved in the video. So my dad thought he'd step up and take that role. But yeah.
And now he's a regular.
He's a regular now, yeah. Yeah, he's funny. He does make my videos quite funny, and his hair's changed colour now. It's now blue.
Oh yes, I've seen him.
Yeah.
And it's genuine as well. It's genuinely blue hair he's got. Not really, but anyway.
He hasn't got any hair.
Has he not? You're not telling me that's a wig.
We don't know.
You're sporting it. So if anyone wants to who's not seen it before, well, how do they get hold of you? How do they get hold of it?
So just go on YouTube, type in Alex Griffin, and my Instagram as well, my Snapchat.
Okay.
Type in Alex Griffin, and I should pop up.
So you've not given it a name like, Blue Army or anything like that.
No,
like everyone else does, don't they?
Yeah. There are other fan channels that obviously do Ipswich videos, and their names are all linked with Ipswich. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to give them exposure, but
actually, I think we got one on next week. But
have you? Yeah. Fan Zone, maybe.
Yeah. I've had them on before, Ash. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd keep my name. I'll keep it to myself. Have it as my own name because I do like to broaden my audience a little bit. Talk about other clubs, but obviously I am mainly Ipswich.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. As I say, if I don't get a chance to talk about it again, it's well worth a watch, anyone, and quite funny as well at times.
It is. Cheers.
So I'm going to look. We're going to take tweets as they came in, and then emails, etc. So it's coming as usual. It's as they came in. So if they overlap, then tough. So if you want to just see what you think about these things. Alex, this is from Julian. Hello, Jules. I hope everything's all right, mate. Julian's had a bit of a hard time lately, so you're meant to come out with that for that drink soon, mate, so just, don't keep putting it off. Evening, GB and young Alex. Oh, you didn't say young GB, did you? hope you're both good. Question is, on all Alex's away trips, what is your favourite ground? I'll stop there first.
Yeah, can I give two?
Is it Wimbledon?
I can give two.
Yeah, I'm guessing you can.
Yeah, I think the Emirates, when I went to Arsenal away, I was young, but I'll always remember that stadium. It was like being in a castle. It was just crazy. The Emirates, and this is going to come to a surprise a lot of people, but I did really like Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Because it's like quite old-fashioned.
It is, yeah.
You can create quite a good atmosphere there. So, yeah, I like Sheffield United as well. That's definitely up there.
Yeah, I quite like Sheffield United, to be fair. And it's right in the town centre almost, isn't it? It's a short walk from the station, etc.
Yeah, exactly.
What's been your... Oh, dear, trust him to ask this one. what's been your funniest memory to an away game? And he's put no mention of Bournemouth, please, young GB. Oh, yes, call me young. I'll tell you the story of Bournemouth after the show, if you remind me.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Quite funny. So your funniest memory of an away game?
Okay, once again, I've got two. So it was Millwall away. It was the game when we won 4-3. Jordan Spence, 90th minute. It was complete carnage. But pretty much all game, there was this absolute... There was this guy who was absolutely huge, and he was just giving it large to the home fans, and we found it quite funny. And then when we scored that late goal, 4-3, he literally got flattened by about 10 people. So
oh, really?
That was quite funny. And then someone behind me let off a smoke bomb and looked down, and my white shoes were then red.
Oh really?
That was quite funny. It was worth it, but. Probably two of the funniest things that happened to me in an away game, yeah.
But not to the guy who got flattened. Not necessarily.
Not funny for him, but it was funny for me. But there's been a few. I can't remember them all, but yeah, them ones stick with me.
Mum, do you want to chip in there? Have you had any funny turns at football?
I haven't had any funny turns. I had an awful turn at Wimbledon last week. I couldn't see the match. I saw about a fifth of the pitch.
Join
and
the club.
Never again.
Join the club. Never As I again. Said off air, you should... Should have come to the men's toilets. You could see it much better there.
There's an offer.
What, another one. Paul Westlake. Hello, Paul. After the ecstasy of Saturday, 6-0 would not have flattered us, he says. Absolutely. Do you think we can now maintain that level of performance, or was it just a case of us playing one of the weaker teams? Different story versus Oxford, Coventry and Pompey, ? You think?
I think it's going to be tough Saturday. We play well at home. I think we put in some good performances at home. We've just obviously beaten Burton 4-1. I think that's going to give the team a lot of confidence. We beat them 4-1 against Accrington as well, which was fairly recently. It's a tough one. Oxford, obviously, I think they won 5-0 yesterday, which is just...
They did, yeah.
That's a little bit of a kick in the teeth, but I'm confident. I would say I'd take a point, but at this stage, we need points. I think we need to go for the 3 points. I mean, the players now have the confidence, like I said. I think Alan Judge as well. He's now playing in his preferred position
as a
cam behind the strikers, and it goes to show it. He scored two goals and he got an assist. So I think fans get behind the team. They've already got a little bit of confidence there. But we can't forget Oxford are a good side, so I think we just got to go for it Saturday. Attack, attack, attack. We can't play McCarthy-style football where we just sit back and defend, because I think we have seen a few scenarios where we've played defensive football under Lambert. So, yeah, we've got to go for it Saturday, get the 3 points, get behind the team. And if we get the 3 points against Oxford, I think we could be in a good place.
Mum, do you want to comment?
I think Saturday has probably given the players a boost. They've got their confidence back. And as long as he keeps the same team, hopefully Kane Vincent Young will be back soon. Just keep playing Holy in goal, and I can see us in the top six at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's a weird one, isn't it? That Holy thing. Never understood that from the start. And especially when Norwich started, made more than one mistake, and he kept him in. And as far as I can remember, Holy never made a mistake.
Yeah, what I don't get about that is, I think Holy started most of the games at the start of the season, and that was when we had our unbeaten run. I think he kept 8 clean sheets. And then I don't know what went through Paul Lambert's head to put Norris in goal, but I heard that it was something to do with his contracts.
Yeah, people think that. He denied it, but it does makes you wonder if there must have been something. You can understand it, Wolves, especially with a goalkeeper. You know, I want him playing. It's no use sending him out if he's not going to play. I reckon it must be something to do with that. You're probably right, even though he'll still deny it. Ian? That's Lowestoft, Ian. I always say that because I come from Lowestoft. He comes from Lowestoft. You weren't born in Lowestoft, were you, Alex, either?
Mum? No, I wasn't.
No? No. You missed a trick there. Evening, GB and Alex. Who, where and when was your most... Oh, this is for you, Alex. Who and when was your most memorable interviewee?
Okay. There's a couple. I think... I don't know if you saw this yourself, but Toto and Ciala. He's now playing at Bolton.
No, I didn't see that.
He's now playing at Bolton, but... I've got a lot of time for him. He seemed to have a lot of time for me, which was fairly surprising, considering what he does. But I interviewed him outside Cosy Club in the Butter Market, did a couple of videos.
But did you just bump into him, or did you agree to meet him?
He followed me on Instagram. And
oh, I see. I thought he followed you into the restaurant.
Yeah, he followed me on Instagram. I gave him a little message, and we planned to film a video, a couple of videos. And then a couple of weeks ago at Tranmere Away, I managed to get Alan Judge on my channel, which was pretty big. He seemed to have a lot of time for me as well. In terms of actual people, though, I think Stoke City last season at home, I interviewed a group of Stoke City fans. They were so passionate. They had a massive flag. Obviously, I asked my funny questions. Give me your favourite chant, and they belted.
I can't believe what it would be. Yeah, come on.
It was class. That was a memorable one as well.
Is a good chant as well, to be honest. What was I going to say? Talking about Toto, I went to the thing in London last night. The Ball Lambert thing. Yeah. Meet the fans. And to be honest, it was a laid back thing. It was quite fun. Not much controversy, but he did mention Nsiala and the flack that he'd got on Twitter and Instagram and so on and so forth, and how it really got to him, and he was really upset about it, because he's a nice guy, as you just said. So Lambert just said, well, just get off it. Why fans do that, I've no idea. Fans just have a go.
A lot of them are keyboard warriors. They're too scared to say it to their face. It's easier to do it on a keyboard.
It is.
And Alex sometimes has some people comment, and I just say ignore it.
I do ignore it.
You do, don't
you? I do very well, yeah.
It's not necessary, and they're not true fans doing that to somebody like Alex, who works really hard and is just out there to support the team and just give the fans something.
Because obviously we've got a big fan base, I think. The people that can't get to games, I feel like, given my experience, it's sort of... to some fans it might feel like they're there themselves, sort of thing. I think I do get a lot of stick sometimes, mainly from Norwich fans.
We can all accept that.
For the fans that just get on at me, though, I just think they're taking a day and time out of their day, or the time and day out of their time. Best not words.
I know what you mean.
They're the ones actually taking the time to watch my stuff, so it's up to them what they say.
Yeah, you can always ask them to do the same thing. See how they go on with it.
Yeah.
And he finishes by just saying 4-1 this Saturday. There you go. That's sorted then, Ian. might as well not bother to turn up. Thanks for that. Mrs. Nuts, seeing KY Jelly training yesterday, that's my fault. I could never remember Kane Vincent Young's name, so I just kept calling him KY Jelly, and now it's sort of stuck, I think, if you'll excuse the pun. Seeing KY Jelly training yesterday was a sight for sore eyes. Sight for sore eyes, she's put. I think she's being a bit smutty there. Good to have him back. Oh, and a big up to Alec Griffin's mum in the vlogs. Wee. Top mum.
Thank you very much.
Well, there you go. Julian Watkins is the other Julian, who I always get muddled up. Evening all. Loving your work, GB. Question, given that everything is obviously all rosy again, should Lambert's contract now be extended to 10 years?
Oh dear. I'd probably say no.
I think he's joking, to be honest, but yeah. I can see his point.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's basically, it highlights the fickleness of fans, isn't it? You win a couple and then suddenly he's going to win the league. Next week he's lost a couple.
All the Lambert outs are now. Let's keep Lambert now.
Yeah, but it's terrible. Mum, do you want to comment on that?
I agree. I mean, if they lose, if Lambert and Evans head on the chopping board,
yeah.
If they win, they're flavour of the day. So you can't please everybody all the time. I'm pleased Lambert signed for another 4 or 5 years, but no, 10 years, no. What can happen in that time?
I can't see any manager
lasting
10 years.
We'll be in the Premiership by then.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He was... again, the other thing, slightly interesting thing he said last night was that he wanted a longer-term contract because he wants to get things like the academy into... what do you call it? Thingy One Academy. What do you call it? I'm losing the words now. Academy...
The status.
They're on two, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
What's the word called?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't even know.
Academy, they want them on to whatever the word is, one, rather than two. And that will take a time. And he said he's really angry by the fact that because they're a stage one academy or whatever the word is that we can't remember, they can just take their pick from teams around us. You know, the Norwich... sorry, swore on it. Until we become a category one academy, we can't stop them doing it, and that's what he says. He's really trying to get that done because otherwise we'll lose more and more kids, and the kids of the future, as Michael Jackson said. Roll on Saturday. I'm not at all worried that last night Oxford stuck five past the team. We couldn't break down 2-0 to Town. Mullet, I love Will Keane. If the worst happens and we stay in this awful division next season, how does a trio of Dobra, Lancaster and El Mizuni, that's presumably, as a regular part of the team, grab the panel? Yeah, well, I'm up for that, if you can keep hold of them. Alex?
I think Lancaster's a very good young talent.
Yeah.
So if we keep him, we should be okay in the midfield prospects. I think if we don't go up this year... Yes, we'll probably lose a few players, like Alan Judge, maybe Hughes. But I think a lot of the team will stay. But Lancaster, very good player. I think, did you say Dobra and Elmazuni?
Dobra and Elmazuni,
To be quite frankly honest, I think Dobra's probably good enough for the first team at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
He's quality. Elmazuni as well is a good young player. So I think if we keep them three, they'd be crucial for us in League One. It gives them a bit of... playing time on the field as well. So, yeah, if we keep them, we stand a chance. We're a big club at the end of the day. Got some good players. Besides the players you said, I think...
Well, Bishop, of course, if he can stay fit, touch.
Yeah, definitely. Good. But I think this season, it doesn't. We're going up this season.
Are we?
We're going up. Playoffs.
Right, I've
playoff
just
final.
Just recorded that. Actually, no, it'll be on pod. Tough, you just dug your own grave there, possibly.
If you don't go up, I'm going to be a meme.
Mum, thoughts on those players and who do you like to keep?
Players, but as Alex said, it's not even, you don't need to think about it because we're going up with Will Keane, we're going up with Norwood, we're going up with Caden Jackson, and as long as Holy's still there, whatever, I'll be happy.
Blimey.
You can tell I'm a Holy fan.
You've been to the pub before, haven't you? Yeah, no, I think everyone loves Holy. I mean, he galvanises the fans as well because they just love his character, yeah, because he's passionate, you know, and in a way, I feel sorry for Will Keane because they're not going to forgive him too much, are they? Jeremy comes from, he's English, but lives in Bari out in Italy now.
Wow.
Hello, GB. Yet another quality guest, he says.
Love that.
Is that Griff mum or the son?
I think it must be the mum.
Oh, savage.
Right, he's asked a similar question. So is it Lambert out or Lambert in now? I can't keep up down here.
Oh, gosh. Do you want me to answer?
Yeah, please.
Lambert in.
Yeah.
I think you've got to think about it this way. I mean, if we got rid of him now, it'd be the worst time because our form's not exactly the best. If we got rid of Lambert, who's going to come in?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not getting any budget. Marcus Evans doesn't give, well, much money at all to Lambert. So if someone... I don't think any manager would want to come to Ipswich at the moment with the budget we're on.
No,
Lambert, he's done an okay job. You know, I think we've got a pretty good team at the moment. I think it's just building some runs like we did at the start of the season and we'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree. Mum?
Yeah, well, I agree with everything Alex has said there. Lambert in, all the way.
Lambert in, cool, blimey. This is from Slower Ball. Good evening, Mr. Blackburn. Oh, he's very posh. Good evening, Mr. Griffin. Love the show. Some recall the exact moment when they heard that John Lennon had been shot or when Thatcher died. No, not Ben. Some when GB actually brought around. Cheeky monkey. Bloody hell. So, like, I'm not reading the rest of this out. But surely imprinted on all our memories and evermore the day when Alan Judge scored not one but two goals. Crikey, does the panel think that the battering of Burton and a brace of braces, clever, will be the watershed moment when our season finally ignites, or is this yet another in a series of false dawns?
Like I said earlier, I think, you know, Judge is now playing in his preferred position. Cam got two goals, got an assist on Saturday. So, yeah, we keep Judge, we keep playing him in his position, and I think we could be on to a winner. We could start picking up results, especially on Saturday against Oxford. We're going to have... I think there's going to be a big crowd Saturday.
Yeah.
If we get behind the team like we usually do, we should be all right. And I think we can go on to string some wins together. What I don't like, though, is as soon as we go a goal down, it just gets toxic. Like, I don't... You were at the Burton game, but as soon as they scored that goal, the stadium was...
Although I think it was probably less toxic than it's been.
Definitely.
I mean, it helped that we scored fairly soon after then.
Yeah.
But they didn't turn immediately. And I have heard them turn. They just start booing as soon as...
Yeah. Well, I really have got a big thing about booing.
Yeah.
And I know people say, well, we pay our money, we do what we like. Yeah, I get that. But the fans need to get behind the team. The team need the fan support.
Yeah.
And it raises their confidence. And I remember at the Wimbledon match last week when they were booed off the pitch and Chambers had his head in his hands, I just wanted to run on the pitch and give him a big hug. Because you support them through thick and thin and you don't boo, and I'll never boo.
I agree with that, yeah.
And the bizarre thing is, if you look, I've looked at the Wimbledon highlights, if you can call them that, and we were by far the better team. Okay, we weren't brilliant, but I think most of the fans were so upset that the fact they could hardly see any of the game.
Well,
and it was
that,
a cold, horrible, cold, wet night and everyone was just a bit pissed off, basically.
Can I add to that? I thought it was quite funny, to be fair, as well, because the week before Wimbledon, I was in a Sunderland Stadium, 48,000 capacity.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the week after, I was in little old Wimbledon Stadium, stood behind some really tall bloke, couldn't see a thing. It's quite funny.
And for those who are watching in black and white, in other words, can't see it because you're on the radio, Alex isn't small.
I'm not.
He's actually taller than me, and I'm nearly 6 foot. You must be 6 foot, are you?
6'3", yeah. 6'3".
Blimey. The new holy.
The new holy.
And Slowball finishes by saying, I noticed the club are holding an ABBA night. Here we go. Puns away. Let's hope the set includes Knowing Me, Knowing Brew. At least someone's laughing, Snowball. Take a chance on Brie.
Take a chance on Brie. Yeah. Brilliant. That's good.
The winner,
like that.
The winner takes McCall.
Mum's
side of that one. Keep smiling. God bless Mark Stein. Mark Stein always finishes with the next player. So, oh God, we're nearly finished. How do you see Saturday coming?
How do I see Saturday coming?
Yeah, result. And who's going to likely to play? Is he going to stick with the same side?
I think, yeah, he's going to stick with the same team. I think Norwood will be benched. A lot of fans, I think, disagree with that, but personally, he hasn't been in the best form. I think he should get, you know, at least bring him on, because obviously his confidence...
Yeah, I thought he might have come on last week.
His confidence is low, and I think a way to boost it is bringing him on.
Mm.
Especially like Burton, we were 4-1 up, we could have brought him on and he could have got a goal. But result then against Oxford, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit nervous. It's a big game because they've just come off the back of a 5-0 win.
Yeah.
However, we play well at home. The Sir Bobby Robson stand makes noise, and I think if we can generate the noise around the stadium, we'll get a result. I think we just need to put in a shift now. I'm going to predict, I'm going to make my prediction live.
And I'm going to say
we're going to win 2-1 against Oxford.
On your show the other night, quite a few of your guys got it spot on with 4-1, didn't they?
Yeah,
which
they
was
did.
A very unlikely thing to do. Mum, thoughts?
Well, as long as it keeps the same team Saturday, I think we're going to just nip it. I think there could be quite a few goals. We had 4 last week, Oxford had 5, so I'm going to go for 3-2 Ipswich. Mm. And as long as Holy in goal, Mum's happy.
I think Holy will stay in goal. He's not done anything wrong yet, but then he didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't in the first place. Thoughts on he does split. I had a guy behind me, I think that was at Wimbledon, every time the ball went anywhere near Will Keane, he moaned because he didn't win the ball in the air. I love Will Keane, as does Mullet, he tells us every week.
Yeah.
But heading balls isn't his game, is it? I mean, he was brought up in the Manchester United Academy, he wasn't brought up in Mick McCarthy Academy, was he?
No.
And I think his distribution on the ball, he made 2 goals last week.
Yeah, I think Will Keane's brilliant.
Holds
the ball up lovely. Got really good hold-up play, and I think Caden Jackson and him work well together up front. You know, Jackson's got the pace, Keane's got the strength. If it works well, and it goes to show from last week, Jackson got 2 goals. Will Keane, I thought, had a pretty good game. I think he's a little bit underrated. I think Keane's a good player.
Before you go, we're going to go now. So just before we go, what's your favourite Ipswich chant, Alex? Oh, sorry, it's time to go. Bye, everyone.